Susan Steer is one of the founding members of Saratogians for Gun Safety. She is a local nurse who brought the gun show issue to a hot point following the Sandy Hook massacre in December, which stirred fresh debate on gun control nationally and locally.
Back when I found out about the gun show and I called the president of the city center, Mark Baker, about canceling it, and he has asserted all along that they had a valid contract with the gun show promoter and could not cancel the show. When I got a copy of the contract, it said that they have to show proof of insurance, the gun show promoter. So I asked the city center for that proof of insurance, and all they ever provided me was a piece of paper, which is the certificate of insurance, which just sets out the limits of liability, but does not set out the coverages, exclusions, and any other requirements.
Mark Baker did not return calls for comment. The Times Union cites an interview in which Baker lashed out about what he terms a witch hunt for documents he says he does not possess. New East Coast Arms Collectors Associates of Mechanicville stages the gun show. David Petronas is the organization's president.
If Susan Steer or any of her friends wanted to call any venue about any type of show, whether it be a cat and dog show, a home show, a gift show, a show on automobiles, or whatever else the venue wanted to have, we just happen to have gun shows. And a venue has to have insurance. It's just a matter of policy.
Susan Steer says her anti-gun group won't rest until it sees a copy of the actual liability insurance document.
We're still pushing to get the rest of the gun shows canceled for this year, which are scheduled now for August and October. And contracts for those shows were signed last year. We're now asking the City Center board, as well as Mark Baker, to not renew any new contracts for next year and going forward. When I asked Mr. Baker if contracts have been signed, he said that they have not. When I then asked him if he was saving dates next year for the gun shows, he said yes.
Petrona says he's been putting on events at the center for 3 decades and plans to continue to do so.
Whether I'm dead and buried, my sons or somebody I sell the company to, we'll continue on in Saratoga. We've helped build Saratoga to what it is today. 30 years ago, we came to Saratoga. It was nothing like it is today.
Steer says Saratogians for Gun Safety just want to see the policy. Petronas advises the community activists to take a different stance and find out what's really wrong with Saratoga. He did not elaborate. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.